We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. And we are going to discuss, the first part of the Gemara is going to discuss, a case where Yontif is Chal right after Shabbos, where you have to make Havdalah between Shabbos and Yontif, and you have to make Kiddush for Yontif, and the Shailas was the order of the Kiddush and Havdalah. There could be 8 different Pshatim in the Gemara of what the order should be when it comes to the 4 things of Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, and Kiddush. These 4 different brachas, is going to be 8 different shatim in these brachas. Now, if you realize, there's no besamim. And the shaila is, why not? It's Matzah Shabbos. And L'chayr, Matzah Shabbos, you have to have besamim in order to have Havdalah. So where's the besamim? So the Rashbam speaks out that there's no simon for besamim in this next Gemara, because we should aim v'arachim al besamim b'yamtif. The Rashbam Tain is that on Yontif, we also have an Neshama Yisera. So the whole reason why we have a Shabbat Matzah Shabbos is because the Neshama Yisera is going away. But here, you still have a Neshama Yisera, because Yontif, if you don't need Besam. Break the Tosfos, that what do you mean? That in Cain, Matzah Yontif, you should have Besam. There's a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so Matzah Yontif, you should have Besam. Then what Tosfos answers, that really, there's no, Yontif is no Neshama Yisera. Why don't you make besamim on Matzah Shabbos? He says the reason is because Simchas Yontiv va'achila b'shtia moil k'moy besamim. The special suit that you have on Yontiv is b'makim to besamim, and therefore you don't need besamim when Matzah Shabbos is going to Yontiv. So that's the two pshatim. To answer the Rashbam, someone atayin is that Yontiv has neshama yisera, but it's a lower darga of neshama yisera. So when you leave Shabbos, it's not so bad because you're getting a Shom Yisera. It's a Shvacher one, but you have a Shom Yisera. But it's not enough to mechayev its own besamim on Matzah Yontif, and that's why you don't make a besamim on Matzah Yontif. Akwam, that's 2 pshatim, just before we start, why besamim is not part of the simen. But here we have 8 pshatim, what the order is, Havdalah and Kiddush and Ner and Yayin. Gufa, Yomtif Shechal is Acha Shabbos. Yomtif is Shechal right after Shabbos, Rav Omar Yak Naha, which is Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. What's Pshat in Rav? So what's Pshat in Rav? Why disorder? So he says, first of all, Yayin comes first because Yayin is Tadir. That's number one. So that's first. Next comes Kiddush, because Kiddush is better, first of all, because Kiddush Yayin is better than Havdalah. And second of all, if you do Havdalah first, it looks like it's too much of your Shabbos. You want to get it over quickly. Therefore, you make Kiddush first and Havdalah second. So you have Yayin, Kiddush, and then Ner Havdalah. And Ner goes together with Havdalah. Therefore, that's the order of Ner Havdalah. So it's first you make Yayin because Tadir, and Kiddush because Kiddush is first. For 2 reasons. First of all, it's more Kaddish and you don't want to look like a Masri. And Ner and Havdalah. That's Rav's Pshat. V'Shmuel Amar is Yanahak, which is Yayin, Ner, Havdalah, Kiddush. So first of all, he holds Havdalah goes first. But Yayin is the same because Tadir. But says Havdalah goes first and Ner goes together with Havdalah. Now, why does Havdalah go first? So the Rashbam explains that Peter Gemara later on. The reason why Havdalah goes first is because when you have, let's say, a king at your house, and then the next day it's someone lower level coming. You know, you have a president at your house, and then tomorrow the senator is coming. So you don't welcome the senator and then walk out the king, walk out the president. You first walk out the president, and then you come back and you say hello to the lower level minister. So here you first do Havdalah. You first send out the king, which is Shabbos. And then you bring in the Yontif. So that's why he says Havdalah comes first, then Kiddush. That's Pshat and Shmuel. But Rabba Amar, third sheet is Rabba. Rabba holds Yahanak, which is Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, and Kiddush. So he also holds, like Shmuel, that you do Havdalah first. But he holds that you have to be mechalik between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. That's why you have the Ner, you put the Ner there. According to the only difference between Shmuel and Rabbah is where you put the Ner, before the Havdalah or after the Havdalah. According to Rabbah, you put it after Havdalah, even though usually Ner is before Havdalah. You put it after Havdalah, you want to separate between Havdalah and Kiddush, because Havdalah and Kiddush really are steered to each other. They each are doing the opposite thing. So therefore, we don't want them to be machesh each other. They're like a steered to each other. Therefore, we put something in between the Ner, and that's why you have Ner, Yayin, Havdalah, Ner, and Kiddush. So that's the third pshat. The fourth pshat is Levi. Levi says, Levi Omar, Kenia. It's Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, and Havdalah. Because Levi holds that the first you do Kiddush, like the reason, like Rav, the reason is do Kiddush first, because you don't want to show it's a Masul, you want to show it's more Kaddush. The reason we don't do Yayin first, even though Yayin's Tadir, you want to show that Yayin is going on Havdalah also. If you have Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, like Rav, the yayin seems like it's not going in Avdallah. People think you don't need yayin for Avdallah. Yayin goes just for Kiddush. Therefore, we put the yayin in between the Kiddush and Avdallah, even closer to the Avdallah, to show that you be mavdil al yayin. So Kiddush you don't have to be so close to, because Kiddush you can be kash al pastaka. But yayin needs dafka Avdallah. Kiddush can be done by bread. The yayin is dafka Avdallah, dafka yayin. And therefore, what you do is you put the yayin next to the Havdalah. That's Levi's shot, fourth shot. The fifth shot is Rabbanon. Rabbanon Amri Kino, which is Kiddush, yayin, ner Havdalah. So that's very similar pshat to Levi. He holds Kiddush is first, like Rav, because you have to do first. And you want to do yayin next to Havdalah also. So you put the yayin not before Kiddush, after Kiddush. But he holds that don't put the yayin next to the Avdallah, because you want to do it in order. Every time you do Avdallah, do yayin ner Avdallah. So you don't want to do this different, therefore you put the ner together with Avdallah. Mar Bereis, that's the, already we hit the fourth pshat, the fifth pshat already, or the sixth pshat already. Mar Bereis, the Ravana, Omar, Nikia, which is ner, Kiddush, yayin, Avdallah. So what's pshat of this? He holds, of course, that Kiddush is first, but he holds ner goes first, that's your nena b'tchila. That's your first hanah. You have a hanah right away. And therefore, you start with the ner, because that's what you nena tchila. He holds like Rav, and also you want the yayin to be near the Havdalah, like between the Havdalah and the Kiddush. And ner goes first because that's nena boy tchila. So that's already a sixth shot. Let's do the seventh shot. Marta Moshe Der Vishua Nihak. Nihak is ner, yayin, Havdalah, and Kiddush. So you see, he has Havdalah first. He holds like Shmuel Havdalah first. Then he knows, and Yayin, we understand this first. But why is Ner first? So he says, Ner is first, so it shouldn't be a hefsik between the Yayin and the Kiddush. So you have Ner, Yayin, Havdalah, Kiddush. So that's Nihak. That's Marta's Pshat. Now up to the last Pshat, the eighth Pshat, which is Rabbi Shua B'Chananya. What? Right, you could say that also. The problem with the reason why we don't know Pshat, because there's no Rashbam on the Samaritan's Pshat. But you could say Ner is first, because that's the Hana. And then you do Yayin, because you want to have Yayin first. And Avdallah and Kiddush, you could say that. You could say that Pshat. You could say that Pshat. Yeah. Shalach Le'avua de Shmuel. The eighth Pshat is Shalach Le'avua de Shmuel. Same Rashu B'Chananya, we'll see. Shalach Le'avua de Shmuel, the Rebbe. Yilamadeinu Rabbeinu say the Avdallahs. Avua the Shmuel sent a message to Rebbe, please teach us the Seder of Avdallahs when it comes out beyond today after Shabbos. Hey, Shalach Le, Kach Omer Rebbe Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yesi, Shom Shom Ovav, Shom 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 Chananya, Nehik, which is Ner, Havdallah, Yayin, and Kiddush. Ner, Havdallah, Yayin, and Kiddush. So, first of all, he has Avdallah first. That's what the Gemara is going to handle, really. And Yayin's between Avdallah and Kiddush to show that the Yayin's going on both. And the Ner is first, because Nera by Tchila. That's the one. Ner is first, Nera by Tchila. Then you have Avdallah, Yayin, and Kiddush, because Avdallah is first. The Yayin's in between, but the two. What's the reason? Because you want to show that Yayin's going on both. Now, what's Pshat? Now we're going to explain Pshat to Avdallah's first. We already had it a few times, Avdallah's first. We had it in Shmuel, and we had it in other Rayim. But now we're going to explain. We said this before. Amar Rav Chanina, the Mashal Rav Shua B'Chananya, the Mashal to explain Rav Shua B'Chananya's Shita, the Avdallah goes first. It's a Melech Shiyotze, the Melech is leaving, V'Farchis Nichnas, and the lower level minister is coming in. So Malavim Es HaMelech, first you walk out the Melech, you walk out the King, V'Achach Yotzim L'Kras HaFarchis, then you greet the Farchis. So that's the Pshat in Rav Shua B'Chananya, which is the same Pshat in Shmuel. So Akapanim, after we have eight Pshatim in the order, we never handled Zman, the Shech Yonu, make a Yonu, we just handled the Shiloh, what's first, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Avdallah. So we had Rav, Shmuel, we had eight different Pshatim. What's the Halakha L'maisa? So both Rav and Abaye are going to say, like Rav, that the Seder is Yayin first, then Kiddush, and then Ner, Avdallah. Basically do Kiddush first, and then Avdallah. But then they throw in, when do you do Zman? May Avdallah. Abaye Omar Yakzana, which is Yayin Kiddush and Zman. Why do Zman then? Because Zman is part of Kiddush. You don't make a Shechiyonu by Havdalah ever. So since it's part of Kiddush, you first make Zman, and then you do Ner Havdalah. But Rav Omar Yak Nahaz. Rav says, you do Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, and then you do the Shechiyonu. What's the reason? Because Shechiyonu has nothing really to do with Kiddush. They put it on the kais. But Be'etzem, you can make a Shechiyonu even B'Shuk. The Ikedin Shechiyonu are not Dafka on the kais. And therefore, like on Yom Kippur, we make a Shech Yonu in Shul Friday night. We don't have a Kiddush. at night. The Yom Kippur night, we say Yom Shachiyonu. Shachiyonu doesn't have to dafka be on a kois. So therefore, it said last. That's Rava holds. So Rabbi holds part of Kiddush. So you say in the middle. Rava holds that's it's nothing to do with the kois. Therefore, you can do it last. Rava miyak nahas. So what's the halacha? Rava, we pass like Rava, and like Tosfos speaks out that you don't really have to tell me when Abaye and Rava argue Hilchos like Rava. We know we always pass like Rava. Besides, for six cases of Yalka Gam. So Tosfos says we're saying Allah Karav Lafuki all of them are right in what the order is. The order of Kaniya and Yehanak and all these things that we pass in like Rava, Lagabi, those Amarayim, and it's the Shir is the Yakna, and then Yakna has the Zman Alts Rava and Abaye. So the Gemara writes, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebe Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda came to Rava's house. Aisu Lekaimei Kamayu, and he's watching how Rava makes Havdalah. Aisu Lekamayu Ma'ar Ubasamim. They brought in front of him Ma'ar Ubasamim. They brought from a candle and Basamim. Baruch, this is a regular Matzah Shabbos, obviously. Not a Matzah Shabbos that fell into Yontif, because, like we said, Yontif is no Basamim. When it's a Matzah Shabbos, that's Yontif, you don't know Basamim. So Isaac came out Ma'ar Basamim. Baruch Rava Basamim Bereish. So he first made a Baruch on Basamim, like we do. Bahadam Ma'ar, and afterwards, on the candle. And then he made Abdallah. Amalei, Ba'abim, so he asked him, so Ravuna asked Rava, if you look at the Mishnah in the Masechtas Brachos, both Beis Shammai Yisrael hold that first you do the candle and then you do the Besam. Umahi, where is that Beis Shammai Yisrael? It's none. We learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos. Beis Shammai Yisrael, ner umazoin. The shear is like this. If someone has one kois from Havdalah and from La Malka, he has to bench on the kois. Someone has one kois. What he does is like this. He eats the Suda and then he benches. And he makes Birchas and Mazon and Abdullah on the same kites. And Mesham Eirim Ner Umazon makes first the candle, then Birchas and Mazon, then Besam of Abdullah. Ner is first, Mazon and Besam of Abdullah. With Siloimim, no, Ner Besamim, Umazon of Abdullah. But either way, if you look, Besham and Besilah, both of them Ner comes before Besamim. So he asked Rava, what are you doing? The Mishnah says not like you. Either way, Besham and Besilah both hold Ner is first. Only Rava Basre. So Rava answers, "Omar Zudiv Rameya." That's Rameya's version of the Machlekes Beshamay Beisil. Av Rav Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, "Nechku Beshamay Beisil Amazon Shi Betchila Avdalah Shavasayif." They don't argue if Mazon. Everyone holds Mazon is first, because it's Mazon, and last thing is Avdalah. The whole Machlekes is which comes first, Ner or Besam. According to Rav Yehuda, Machlekes Beshamay Beisil, which comes first? Everyone agrees on Mazon Shibetchil Vavdal Shibesayif. Ama Nechaku Ma'ar Vav Besamim. Visham Erim Ma'ar first Ma'ar Va'achem Besamim, then Besamim. And we still Erim still says no Besamim first Besamim Va'achach Ma'ar. And that's how we paskin. We still says Besamim first Va'achach Ma'ar. What's Pshat in Beshami? What's Pshat in Beisil? Beshami holds that since you nena Tchila from the Ner, that's Ner before Besamim. And Beisil's reason is that since Besamim is coming for what? For Kavod Shabbos. What's the Ner for? We had it earlier in Masechta Pesachim, because Ner was created, light was, fire was created in Matzah Shabbos. So that has to do with Matzah Shabbos. Mashenkin Besamim has to do with Shabbos. It's making the Neshama Yisrael feel better. And therefore, since it's coming for Kavod Shabbos, therefore, the Besamim goes first. So that's what we're doing. We should know what we're doing. We do Besamim first is because that's Kavod Shabbos, and the Ner is not Kavod Shabbos. So Besamim comes first. And the Gemara, and Zof Amar Rav Yechanan, Nahagu Am Ki Beis Hillel, Ba'alibah Der Yehuda. Our minig is, like Beis Hillel, Ba'alibah Der Rav Yehuda, that what do? First, we do first the Besamim, and then we do the Ner.